obviously.
It does?
That's right. It's time we once again get fired up and kick off the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards and Waupun, a show that's as honest and self-aware as their hosts, Wally Lukaczynski.
I don't think the out-of-towners are going to be too excited and ready for this. That's all I know.
And of course, we can count on Ashley to keep them in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Title Town, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Happy Thursday. Oh, it feels, I did it again, Ashley. I said happy Thursday. Happy Wednesday. It feels like Thursday here because there won't be a damn sports show come this Friday as our offices will be closed as we celebrate Juneteenth. So we will be here with you tomorrow, and then we will have a three-day weekend and come back here on Monday and get back on the radio here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. The Brewers victors 2-1 in Cooper Pratt's debut. Waiting for that first hit. Perhaps we see that later tonight. Giannis, sounds like one of the destinations might be souring before our eyes. All of a sudden, it doesn't make sense for Boston, according to the Boston Globe, that they would keep pushing for Giannis at this point. And just in a moment here, we're going to welcome on Jason Wilde. And you and I have been befuddled today by a conversation that we got to listen to on Wilde and Tausch and an article Jason actually wrote on channel3000.com. So we'll bring Jason in now because you and I have to get some answers because simply we don't have them right now.
We need it to be explained like we're 5 years old.
Literally like we're five. And maybe we're going to get that now because we will welcome to the show the great Jason Wilde. And you can hear him on Wilde and Tausch weekdays from 9 a.m. until noon across ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app, and you can read all of his written work under the Packers tab on channel3000.com. Before it feels like Ashley and I go to school, Jason, we got to hear how you're doing. What's going on in your world? Is everything good?
I'm good, yeah. Sydney just got done with Nike volleyball camp, and then I dropped her off at her open gym for her high school team, and then I got to get her to gymnastics practice, and the Echo is back.
Dang
so
it.
All is right to the with the world. I cannot be more excited to explain to you two five-year-olds what's going on with Scott Fitzgerald and the Packers.
And I can't even be held responsible. I muted my side before. I do not know. We're testing a theory each show, and I thought we got it narrowed down, and it's not my speaker.
I don't think it's you. Wait. I think it's when up here in the producer room, your like mic is on. I don't know. Actually, don't ask me anymore.
You know what? That's fair, because we don't have a lot of answers on multiple fronts today. Jason, you're going to be able to hopefully give us one, because even about 20 minutes ago here, Jason, Ashley and I are sitting in our office together, and we kind of just have this look at each other. Can you explain the Sports Broadcasting Act? Can you explain why this impacts the Packers, how it impacts us as Wisconsinites? And we have no clue. So as Ashley said, can you explain it to us like we're 5 years old? What is going on and why this matters?
Yeah, I can. And it's not that complicated. There's certainly some nuance to it, but it's not as complicated as maybe you think. So in 1961, the NFL and other pro sports leagues, it wasn't just the NFL, got a special exception to antitrust laws to be able to negotiate television deals for all of their teams as one entity, which allowed teams like the Packers, who back in 1961 were obviously a much more small market team than they even are now, and teams like New York with the Giants, etc. Like, it really, what it did was it allowed them to kind of pool their resources, and the haves and the have-nots basically got together, and the Habs said, we want you to be able to compete. So they had revenue sharing. TV is obviously a component of that. So fast forward 65 years. And look, the bottom line, and I haven't used this in my, you know, reporting because I don't have confirmation of it. But in talking with a few different people that know way more about this than me, there's something about Fox not having a streaming arm and the current presidential administration and its relationship with Rupert Murdoch that has at least in some way influenced some politicians to say, hey, we need to take a closer look at this Sports Broadcasting Act and see if we need to make some adjustments. Now, to be fair, television in 1961 and television in 2026 are very different. Still a few similarities, right? CBS, NBC, ABC are still here just like they were then. But the streaming apps, cable, DirecTV, those were all not around in 1961. So it's not an issue of, hey, do we need to take a look at this and update it in some way? I don't think that's the issue. The issue is that the Packers, and I'm only speaking from the Packers' perspective here because I don't cover the other league teams, and the Packers are unique. And the word unique means one of a kind, and that's exactly what they are. They're the only team that is community-owned. They don't have a deep-pocketed owner. You've heard them say that a million times. But they are, more than any other team, reliant on the NFL's revenue sharing. And that revenue comes not exclusively, but almost exclusively from their TV deal. The 32 teams shared $13.5 billion with a B dollars last year. So all 32 teams, including the Packers, got their 1/32nd of that, and that was the low bargain total of $438 million.
Wow, it's more than so the actual player salary cap. Is that what that money is mostly used for the Packers?
And that is exactly what it's used for, and that is why it is so vital for all these teams. And so what, for lack of a better term, pissed the Packers off was that Scott Fitzgerald, who was the head of a subcommittee that was looking at the SBA, was very flippant and very dismissive of their concerns. And I think for a U.S. congressman from Wisconsin, by the way, like this is not some joker from, you know, New Mexico who wouldn't have any idea about the Packers, for him to be so flippant and so dismissive, oh, the Packers will be fine. I don't think he appreciates what the Packers' concerns are. And again, I do not carry water for the Packers. I am not here to side with them. I very rarely, I rip them all the time for not finding a way to keep their games more affordable for Packers fans to pay for their tickets. They've raised ticket prices 16 of the last 17 years. I think being a shareholder, you should get more than a $250 piece of paper. You should at least get a discount at the pro shop. So I'm not a pro Packers guy. But in this instance, I just don't understand the thought process from Scott Fitzgerald. And the last thing about this, and the reason why this has come to the forefront, is that the Packers have 17 games like everybody else. Four of them are on streaming platforms. Two on Amazon Prime, two on Netflix. And if you are in the Green Bay Fox City TV market or in the Milwaukee TV market, doesn't matter, because you are designated a home market. And the NFL, as part of the SBA, the NFL designates a home market, or in the Packers' case, two, that they have to show those streaming games on an over-the-air television station. So up here in Green Bay, the local stations will bid on it, and one of them will win the bid, and then they get to broadcast the Netflix or the Amazon Prime product. And that allows people to not have to buy Prime or not have to buy Netflix. Well, this obviously, and last year the Packers' season-ending playoff loss was on Amazon Prime. So the people in Milwaukee are fine. Up here they're fine, but I don't know, in Beaver Dam, do you guys get both Madison and Milwaukee channels if you have rabbit ears?
You have to really, really work for it, but it's not exactly the crystal clearest vision that you're going to see.
So if you don't live in those markets, you're screwed. You, if you live in Madison, if you live on Pinckney Street, like I once did off the Capitol Square, and you want to watch the Packers in those four games, you better have Amazon Prime and you better have Netflix. And so this became a hot button issue. Tammy Baldwin, who is a Democrat, came up with the For the Fans Act, where she basically wanted for these streaming games that the state of the teams that are in those games would be fully designated as a home market, so they would get the game regardless. They didn't have to sign up for a streaming app. There are other 48 states would have to. Fitzgerald is a Republican, and he took this as an opportunity as well. So it is really a political opportunism for people that has now. But again, it's clear that Tammy Baldwin certainly understood better what the Packers' concerns were vis-a-vis what Fitzgerald understands. I am never going to say, hey, way to go, NFL. Keep being greedy. I love it. Because that's what they are with these streaming deals. But the bottom line is that Scott Fitzgerald does not appear to understand why the Packers are as concerned as they are. And he basically dismissed their concerns. And that ticked them off, which led to yesterday's statement. Do you feel like you understand it now?
I think so. I have one follow-up. Well, first of all, yeah, calling it laughable in general is a quick way, especially you mentioned he's a Wisconsinite. I mean, the Packers are above everything except for, like, family, God, whatever you think. It's the top of the line. And my question, I guess, then is, so it could obviously be more expensive for viewers then in this world where we are going to continue to see more streaming games and go that way. Does this affect the bottom line for the Packers as well? And that's why they're also fighting? Or are they looking at this more from the fan side of things as well? Or is that a clear question? Do you know what I'm trying to ask?
I think so. I think the Packers are aware that there's a lot of ticked off fans that there's four games on streaming platforms that they won't be able to watch on TV if they live in Madison.
Yeah.
Or they live in La Crosse. And I don't think they're necessarily going to bat for those folks. What they're going to bat for is their own survival. And they just don't want this to be that slippery, the slip on the banana peel that sends you down the slippery slope of suddenly the NFL doesn't have this ability to negotiate all of its TV deals on behalf of each team. And then you end up like Major League Baseball, where the Brewers they went from what? Fox Sports Wisconsin to Bally's to some other betting deal. And now they've just got a channel on my cable system, and the MLB network handles the broadcast in some form or fashion. Like, that's the doomsday scenario, because the Packers aren't going to be able to compete with bigger markets to get the same kind of dollars for the Yankees get a hell of a lot more TV money for the YES Network than the Brewers get for all the different things they've been on.
Okay, that's very fair. Ashley, I'm as clear as I think I'm going to get today. Are you good with this?
I think Jason just answered my question, because I was confused. If they got like no more NFL, the NFL's not, you know, doing it as a whole, then what happens to their revenue? But comparing it to baseball, I think I'm good now.
All right. Mm-hmm. Jason, you have no idea how confused we were in the office about 35 minutes ago. Even have a remote sense of what's going on. I feel a lot better right now.
I am here. I serve at the pleasure of Walter Lukaczynski.
Oh, I tell you what. Well, you've been doing great too on the fact that you brought up or brought on Ryan Longwell on the Jason or on the Wilde and Taus. Excuse me, Jason. And
I like to call it the Jason Wilde 3 hour extravaganza. Yeah, that's what I call it.
Yeah, you call it a variety hour, but it's 3 hours, so you got to just stretch it out a little bit. I understand that. But Jason, Ryan Longwell was on the show, and Wade Bates actually sent me over, and we were talking about this. The actual discussion of the kryptonite, as you worded it on Channel 3000, of Lambeau Field and kicking that high arcing ball versus that lower trajectory, is this something that the Packers have actively like gone to people like Longwell and said, hey, if you think you can help, we'd love to bring you in? Or is it this point they're just looking at this as almost outside noise?
Yeah, I don't think that the Packers have actively sought people out, but as luck would have it, I actually had a talk to Matt LaFleur about something earlier this week, and so he called me, and I mentioned the conversation I had had with Longwell, and he actually, I think, is intrigued by, you know, is that something that Ryan would be willing to come to Green Bay and help him out with. He didn't make any sort of commitment or anything like that. But his interest definitely seemed to be piqued when I told him about that. I said, I'll send you the story. You can read it. He said, nah, I'm not going to read it. I said, fair enough. But I can get you Longwell's number if you want it. But look, that was Ryan's word, the word kryptonite. And I think it is, I thought it was really detailed. And I always have a lot of respect for people. And I try to be this guy, but I'm not sure I am. But like Dr. McKenzie is this way too, who can take complicated, complex topics and explain them in an easy to understand way for somebody that's not as bright like me can understand. And I thought Ryan did a phenomenal job explaining, you know, about trajectory and the height of, because you still got to get it over the line of scrimmage and the guys with their big meat hooks trying to block the kick. But you got to also keep the ball low enough that if it, you don't want it to get up in that Lambeau jet stream and suddenly find that your ball is turning left or turning right. So, you know, again, I think it sounds like Trey Smack is open to his insights, and I think that's probably the most important thing.
Jason, you're the man. I appreciate it. I've learned a lot today. I felt like I just went to school, and for once I was sitting front row and actually paying attention today as well.
Yeah, I thought Ashley had her best hit of my time on this show. I thought she was really good. Here's the deal. We don't have a show on Friday now, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So next Wednesday, I want it to be an Ashley Dobrzynski exclusive.
I will not say a word. We were planning on doing that today, full disclosure, and Ashley can come to my defense too and verify this.
Well, just kidding, yeah.
Even during this discussion, we're like, I don't even know what to ask. I don't even know where I'm confused. I'm going to just let Jason cook.
It's all good. We'll keep it simple next week. Ashley, get to work. I just gave you homework.
Okay, I'm on it.
Jason, you're the man. We appreciate you. We'll talk with you a week from today.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
The great Jason Wilde there. And I mean it. I felt like I was front row in school right there, Ashley, because reading about this story, and I recommend you do go out there to channel3000.com. And see what Jason was writing about, because it made it a lot clearer even in that. But you have so many questions because there's so many layers to this. Are the Packers looking for the Packers' own good? Are they worried about the fans? Are the people in charge of this, are they worried about the fans? Are they worried about the owners? There's just so many layers, and I don't even know where the base truth really was.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm at least in a better spot than I was before.
I was so confused. I was like, it actually doesn't. Makes sense. But how he explained it with, like, the Brewers and the Packers really made sense, like, in my mind.
Yeah, and, well, and that's the thing, too. And I guess we'll take a break. We'll continue the conversation around the other side. I'd be interested what that looks like, too. Like, imagining it being on, like, a Bally Sports or being on, like, the Potawatomi Sports Network. Something like that where, yeah, that makes a lot of sense here. But the one part that keeps getting lost to me is that the Green Bay Packers are a global brand.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, losing the in-state money, it's going to hurt teams like the Packers more than anybody else, but they should also be the ones getting a lot of these global revenue sharing dollars on other sides, because the Packers are a global icon brand.
Exactly. I completely agree, Walter.
All right. Well, we'll come back, try to dissect this a little more, figure out what's going on in Packers world, NFL world, TV dollars world, dollars and cents here on the Damn Sports Show. That's next here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Save big money on your next painting project when you shop at Menards. Get long-lasting color with Pittsburgh's Grand Distinction Exterior Paint and Primer in 1. It's highly dirt-resistant and provides a mildew-resistant coating. Save big money on all Pittsburgh paints. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards and get your project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Looking for your next great round? Tee it up at Rolling Meadows Golf Course in Fond du Lac, featuring 27 holes designed for every skill level. Whether you're chasing a personal best or just enjoying time with friends, you'll love the well-kept course, practice facilities, and relaxing clubhouse. Play 9, 18, or all 27, then unwind at the bar and grill. Rolling Meadows, more golf, more fun your way. Book your tee time today at rollingmeadowsgolfcourse.com.
Badger fans, Camp Randall is calling, and this fall, you call the shots. Enjoy the 2026 season your way with a 2 or 3 game mini pack. Whether it's the homecoming game against Michigan State or the battle for the axe against Minnesota, save up to $10 per game for the matchups that matter most to you. Don't wait, inventory is limited. Secure your Wisconsin football mini pack today by visiting uwbadgers.com or calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS. On Wisconsin.
Every financial journey is unique, and people can help you navigate.
The M-People team always goes far above and beyond to make sure that all my decisions are in my best interest long term, and that I am fully educated in all the details of my options. They always follow up and make it feel like I'm the only client that they have.
Whether you're just starting out, preparing for retirement, or anything in between, M-People can help. Visit mpeople.com to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our physical and occupational therapy team is here to help you move with confidence again. Whether you're recovering from an injury, a fall, or regaining strength after surgery, our rehab therapists are by your side. Early morning and evening appointments are available at our clinics in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie. Learn more at prairieridge.health.
There's power in your smile. Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can make or break a day, start a conversation, even double a dose of courage. At Columbus Family Dental, we are committed to protecting your grin from ear to ear. Young and old, orthodontics to cosmetics, we're here to make it that much easier to share your smile. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
Hi, I'm Josh Schneider, president of Silica for Your Home. If you're ready to upgrade your home, I invite you to visit Silica, your one-stop shop for appliances, electronics, furniture, bedding, and more. Since 1922, we've proudly served our community with quality products and exceptional service you can trust. Our experienced team is here to help every step of the way, from sales to delivery and installation to service after the sale. Visit us at shopsilica.com or stop by our stores and see why it's Silica for Your Home.
Stay tuned to the Damn Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Get the inside look at Beaver Dam High School athletics, weekdays at 4 on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Welcome back to the Damn Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. We are a week away, a week and a day. We are actually, wow, it's going to be about 180 hours away. We are having Radiothon next week. It is finally here. What are you shaking your head at?
Why did you do the hours?
Well, I have to double check. I got to make sure I'm doing this.
Well, you know it's a week away. Whatever.
Well, yeah, it's a week away and a day. Well, half a day. We start at 6 a.m., Ashley.
Don't I know it, Walter?
And I will be with you at that 6 a.m.
No, Wally, we're at 3 p.m.
I will also be 6 a.m. to 9.
I know that, but you said I'll be... Oh, wait. Were you talking about everybody?
I said I will be with you.
I heard we will be with you. Well, oh, I will be with you. Yes. No, you did say that. I interpreted it as you will be with me. And I'm like, no, I'm not on the 6 a.m. I'm sorry. It's been a day.
No, no, you're fine. You were fine. We just went to school after all. But yeah, I will be with you at the start at 6 a.m. We will have a 27-hour on-air auction that kicks off at 6 a.m. Thursday, June 25th. And it's going to run through 9 a.m. the following morning, Friday, June 26th. Lots of great auction items, including Kalahari gift cards, Brewers tickets, furniture, a Packers overnight trip, rides to school in a fire truck or a squad car, food, gift certificates, golf. And when I say so much more, I mean so much more. We are literally overflowed in here right now.
We are. Is it overflowed?
Yeah, well, overflowed. We're overcrowded. It looks like we're a bunch of hoarders right now.
No, but I'm saying like it's overflow, right? Like, because like, yeah, it's not like an overflow. It's not that, but you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. There's a lot of stuff here. Okay. Is the end of the meaning there. We got so much. You guys want to be a part of this. 27 hours. And if you want to get a heads up on what is going to be out there or just learn more about the event, what it goes to, make sure you go to dailydodge.com, click on the Radiothon tab, and check for updates there. We're going to keep throwing more as we get more items over the next week too. Busy week. And man, it's crazy to think the summer, as soon as you get the Radiothon, you kind of turn the page and you start looking at the Dodge County Fair. And then you blink your eye and football season's here.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, ugh. Like, in a good way, but like, oh, my goodness, where is time? It's already June 17th.
It's June 17th.
Why am I stuck? It feels like it's still May. It actually feels like it's still April. It actually feels like, sorry, I just changed my mind like 6 times. I was like waiting for, you know, nice weather for the longest time. And now I feel like I got it, but every day I'm like, is it going to be warm today?
It's been a little chilly. We're what's crazy, too, is we're less than a week away from the summer solstice on, I think it's June 21st each year, where it's the longest day of the year. And then that's like the pinnacle. I love to have the sunshine late at night. This last week with the morning show, I love to wake up and have the sun when I'm driving into work at 5 o'clock in the morning. I love it. And then you get to the point where you get to December again. Thank God for football. I'm telling you, thank God for football, because you get these long Wisconsin winters. I don't know how you guys do it.
Was it much different in PA?
With the lighting, yeah. We probably at the lowest point, we probably have an hour less of sunlight. I think we get more here in the summer. The farther north you go, the more sunlight you get in the longest. Hmm. So I love that part, but then I will bellyache about it from about Thanksgiving until, what, St. Patrick's Day? The Green Bay Packers, Dubs, we just got off the phone with Jason, and the story of the last 24 hours has been the discussion around the Sports Broadcasting Act and what it means not only to the Packers, what it means to other NFL teams, what it potentially could mean in fallout for fans. And maybe I'm reading into it wrong, but I feel like the ultimate end goal for everybody above the fan level is going to be there will be continued revenue sharing. Teams aren't going to feel too much of a bottom dollar hit on their front, but it's going to be at the fans, the viewers' expense, because we're going to end up paying for 5 different streaming platforms, because we can say we're not going to all we want. 95% of fans are still going to find themselves in front of a television every time the green and gold play, whether it's Thursday, Monday, Sunday, Saturday. They're playing every day of the week now, so get used to it. That's the future. Are you getting similar vibes?
Well, I just really hope that what you just said doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I, like, don't want to do the same crap we do now with the Brewers. I'm so – you know how annoying it is to not be able to watch the Brewers here at work?
Yeah. Well, and we didn't know even until the day before the season where we would be able to watch.
And it's just like I get it, you know, these companies are greedy and whatnot, but the whole point of sports is for the fans.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's gone.
It's gone. It's all about, like, and it's the same thing with the NFL making Thanksgiving week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon we're going to have football on every single day. And don't get me wrong, I love football. But I think we had this conversation before. You lose a little bit of what you love Like, I love Sundays. I love sitting on the couch and being like, all right, it's football. I cannot wait to flip through, see what I got, see what games, who's doing well, put on Red Zone, Sunday Ticket, all those stuff. But now it's like, well, there's only three games on because we played them all during the week. I don't want them sporadic. I want my Sundays comfy on the couch with my fall blanket and candle watching football.
That's the dream. You're right. Yep.
And I just think that it shouldn't be. And these guys are so rich. They're like, who cares? Let me make another buck. It's like, stop. It's for the fans. It's so annoying.
Well, and it's, I think the one event, and it's trickled into all the professional sports, but the NFL, I think, does it where it's the most obvious. Mm-hmm. The Super Bowl isn't for the fans anymore. It's a corporate event.
Yeah. Like, influencers are going who have never watched a day of football, but because a brand invited them.
Yes. And if you wanted to go yourself, Ashley, if you're taking two or three people with you, let's say you have a group of four mm-hmm. going to a game, you're probably going to have to shell out over $10,000 to get everybody in the building. And I mean, just to get into the building.
Well, look at the Knicks tickets for the finals.
No, yeah. I mean, it's everywhere. The World Cup, I imagine, here is going to be bad if it's not right now. I don't know what the average game is. I imagine that that's kind of a different one just because maybe there's not as many Algeria fans. When they play Argentina and there's a 80,000-person stadium.
But you even see that with, like, ticket prices.
What do you mean? Which part?
Like, going to see, you know, obviously Taylor Swift is, you know, high demand, but even her concerts, like, you're looking at paying $600 to $800 for, like, nosebleeds.
Was that secondary market or, like, the initial ticket?
I think initial ticket or something.
See, that would be crazy. Have you ever been to one of those?
No, but, like, even, like, Morgan Wallen, $250 for the seats we had.
Really?
Yes.
I'm so out of touch with concerts because if I'm going to a concert, I'm going downtown mm-hmm. and I'm watching something on a patio with like a $2 beer.
Yeah.
I've lost the plot. Well, I didn't realize it got that bad there too. It's everywhere right now. If you want to go to a live event, it's not what it was 20, 30 years ago.
Like, okay, so right now, the USA versus Australia opener averaged $2,800 in resale.
Wait. Mm-hmm. A group stage match.
Yep.
Average?
That was just for the USA versus Australia.
I get we're the host country. I get we want to see our own team. $2,800?
Yes. But they range from $80 or $60 to $8,600.
Okay. So maybe that makes... There's a little hope out there that there's still the average fan that can get into a game.
Yeah. It is crazy how much this... It's just outrageous now.
Well, thank God at least for teams like the Brewers, and we are going to shift gears and talk about Cooper Pratt, his debut. The Brewers getting a 2-1 win last night behind two home runs. Only four hits, both teams. Great pitching duel last night. Mm-hmm. But the Brewers games in baseball... At least to this point, it's expensive. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's the old school, let me take a $20 bill downtown, go to a game and park for $5-$10. It's not that, but at least it's something that you can still do once or twice a year with a family and feel like you're not absolutely putting yourself under a barrel.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. We'll be asking more, I'm sure, as this develops over time. Whether that's Jason Willey, whether that's Gabe Neitzel. Hell, we'll talk to Jesse Nelson tomorrow, too. Maybe he can get the inside scoop. He's the fantastic producer over at Willey and Tausch, anyways. Maybe he's the inside man for us. I don't know.
Maybe he is.
I'll start pestering him, see if I can get some scoops. All right, well, we're going to step aside for a quick break. When we come back, we are going to do just that. We're going to switch over to the Milwaukee Brewers, Cooper Pratt. The team keeps winning. Are they going to continue to do so tonight? We'll get to all that and more on the Damn Sports Show coming up here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Hey, this is Josh Haves, head girls soccer coach at Lamira. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
Dogs are now formally allowed in Beaver Dam City Parks after the Common Council Monday updated its dog ordinance, cleaning up conflicting language. Wisconsin has joined a multi-state lawsuit challenging the U.S. Department of Education's discontinuation of special education grant funding. A Juno blood drive will give Dodge County area residents a chance to celebrate June Dairy Month while helping the American Red Cross. 48th District State Representative Andrew Heisel says Wisconsin's failed surplus package should not be revived without major changes. The United Way of Dodge County says it has awarded more than $5,000 to Church Health Services in Beaver Dam. And Wisconsin DNR is seeking landowners to host the 2026 gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities. I'm Justin Wilski with your ESPN News.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pit in the left field Loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers cap courtesy of Miller Lite. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Wally, what's on today's show?
Depends. What happened in sports in the last 5 minutes?
Fair enough.
Whether it's Green Bay football, Wisconsin athletics, Beaver Dam High School sports, or whatever Wisconsin's talking about today.
We'll talk about it and occasionally even agree.
Well, don't count on that.
Plus, interviews with some of Wisconsin's biggest sports voices and plenty of local stories that matter.
I'm Wally Lukashensky.
And I'm Ashley Dobrzynski.
We're the Dam Sports Show.
Presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
Catch us weekdays from 4 until 5 on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Did you know Marshfield Clinic offers self-scheduling? And there's no better time than right now to catch up on care. Primary care can help you stay on track with screenings, vaccinations, and labs, or simply be the place to check in on your overall health and well-being. Making an appointment online is simple. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare and tap Schedule Online. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
It's great to see you again, Randy. You're my best friend, and I have more flooring troubles for you to solve. I purchased a second lakefront property with my massive wealth, and it could use your professional touch, but I'm almost embarrassed for you to see them.
Relax, Wally. This is a judgment-free zone. We're here for you if you need new floors, but I'm not going to hug you.
These floors make me uncomfortable, Randy. I feel like they're judging me.
Well, let's turn that judgment into jealousy. At Professional Floor Covering in Beaver Dam, we've got carpet, hardwood, laminate, LVP, ceramic, you just name it. We'll measure, help you design, keep it all within budget, whether you're a big shot like Wally or the average Joe.
And I think I'll have you look at my kitchen and bathroom while you're there, too.
That sounds great, Wally. To give your floor a fresh start to the season, just visit proflr.com or our showroom in Beaver Dam. Let the team at Professional Floor Covering turn your frustrations into fascination today.
This show is all about accountability. It's the one and only Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Live every weekday afternoon on Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
If you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go, be a part of a group, and watch for your favorite players and teams as the packs get open. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today. Look for the orange logo and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. The Brewers 2-1 victors last night over the Cleveland Guardians. Aaron Ashby picked up a league-leading 10th win. He's actually 10-0. 10-0 is a reliever.
I know. I mean, what?
That's like unheard of, especially before the All-Star break, to have a reliever pick up 10 wins. Albeit, it was because he gave up a home run and then subsequently got the win. We don't have to talk about that. 10-0.
That's all that matters, Walter.
That's all that matters. But that wasn't the story last night. All eyes, at least in the state of Wisconsin that were watching this game, were locked in on Cooper Pratt last night. Nothing really of note. He went 0-for-3, ground outs.
Yeah, he had an error.
Nothing really a positive note. How about that?
No, and I think that our very own Charlie Dern even said, send him back down.
Of course he did.
Of course he did, because, you know, that guy. I just don't. It's his first game.
100%.
You got to get the nerves out. They still won. I think it'll be interesting. He's in the lineup tonight. I think it'll be interesting to see what he does. It's also really interesting. Ortiz is not in the lineup for the second night in a row. And I get it that Pratt's coming in as shortstop. But I thought we would see Hamilton last night at third and Ortiz tonight at third, and we haven't.
I wouldn't be surprised if you still see that work in from time to time, even if Pratt maybe has a difficult first series, maybe get him a day off. Mm-hmm. But it went into kind of what we were talking about yesterday on this show, is that if more often than not, I feel like, and maybe this is me just projecting because these are the ones that you think of, mm-hmm. when a rookie that is highly lauded comes into the league, they typically either hit the ground really running.
Yep.
They pitchers haven't figured them out yet. They're comfortable at the plate. They're mm-hmm. kind of just letting the moment come to them. Or you sometimes have it the other way where you're so emotional, you're so excited, you're so amped up. I know personally, when I step into a first-time role, I probably look more like Cooper Pratt last night than I would on a 3-for-3 debut.
Yeah.
It's human. It's natural. And he's a kid. It's going to take time.
He is 21.
He's 21. It was his first night. I'm not even... to me, I'm just more excited to have him get that first hit whenever it is.
Yeah, I'm hyped for that.
Get that monkey off your back and then really just start becoming a Major League Baseball player, doing it day in and day out, and kind of get more acclimated and comfortable with the environment.
Well, it was funny because they did obviously interview him after the game, and they were like, he said, or somebody asked him, what are you going to remember about today's game? And he goes, that we won. And they were like, really? And he was like, I went 0-for-3 and had an error.
Yeah.
I'm not going to remember that. He probably will remember that more, but yeah.
Yeah, at least publicly, that's where you got to. Well, that's always the team response, too. I like that you have a kid that's aware he's already got the media eyes on him. He's got media trained already.
Exactly.
But exactly. Team win, that's what comes first, which is true.
Yeah.
But it's one of those, like, I know I'm personally, my debut, I'm going to remember good or bad every single detail the entire game.
Yeah, I'm going to think about that for, like, the rest of my life.
Does he get that first hit tonight? Do we have to wait till tomorrow when Kale and Jake Hayes are on the scene for our second Ooh. Milwaukee bus trip of the season?
I think he's going to get it tonight.
You think he gets it done tonight?
Do you think, let's see, Sproat's pitching tonight, so... Does that mean Miz pitches tomorrow?
He is the Friday probable right now.
Dang, sorry, Dodge County.
Yeah, I know. Trust me. We were trying to box it out well. It's so hard to project when you're at the start of the season how it's going to play out.
Yeah, that is really tough.
But no.
And probably didn't expect, you know, injuries and whatnot.
No, for absolutely. And at this point, at least, looking at the way it should be Drohan that they're going to see tomorrow making a start there for them. But I'm going to – maybe it's just me hoping that we get to have mm-hmm. so many wonderful Dodge County residents, Kale and Jake included, seeing it for themselves. I'm going to say he has one more hitless day, and then he's going to go out tomorrow and he's going to have a two-hit performance.
He's going to do it for the Dodge County fans.
We're going to be coming back Monday talking about Cooper Pratt and that first hit he had while Kale, Jake, and company were in the scene. Who knows? Maybe a foul ball gets to him like it did to Rob mm-hmm. Mielek last year.
Did you see how for Cooper Pratt running out, they pulled a prank on him? Trang was like, all right, you go first. He runs out. Nobody else does. He gets to shortstop. He turns around and he's like, where's my team?
The stuff they do, the other couple ones that jump out to me in Major League Rookie, mm-hmm. you can't even really call it hazy anymore. I know that's like a difficult word for people. But like the teasing, the ribbing you do, I love that where you send him out on the field by himself, mm-hmm. first home game. But when he eventually gets that first home run.
Yeah. And nobody celebrates, right?
Everybody pretends like it's just another day and they come yep. through and you'll see him like do air high fives.
Yeah.
Like, this was fun. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. And then they rally around him. The other one, I know that in Chicago, rare time, I got to give the Cubs a little love. They make their rookies walk across the street in full uniform for a coffee run for the team.
That's awesome.
So you're just walking
through. I think like other teams have started doing that too.
Maybe they have, man. I thought it might just be that the Cubs are the one that people gravitate and watch.
It's usually in Chicago that they do it. Because I think I saw the Rockies doing it or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no shame in that, though.
That's fine.
I would be happy to go on a coffee run before potentially making hundreds of millions of dollars. I'd make that trade.
Easily. And then also, big news about Brandon Woodruff. Had a great start last night with the Timber Rattlers, and it looks like his next start will be in the big leagues.
It's about
time. That's nice to have him back as well.
Just like imagining on the other side of the All-Star break, Woodruff, Priester, on top of the horses that they have right now.
Please, Priester. Like, please.
You're talking about immediately one of, if not the best rotations mm-hmm. in baseball if everybody performs to what they are capable of doing. And if you do that, why not this year?
Why not us?
Buy in. It's a good time.
It's a good time to start now.
All right, we'll take our final break of the day when we come back. Because we don't have a show on Friday, we're going to move trivia to today. And round out the show that way. Dub's going to try to trip me up with some sports and maybe some other questions here right on the other side of the break with more of the Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 53. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for storms tomorrow, high of 72. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 50. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Right now, it's 58 degrees.
Don't let summer weather throw your home comfort outside the zone. Stay ahead of the forecast with ESPN Beaver Dam and stay cool through every inning, match, and meet with JB Mechanical.
Attention sports fans! Whether you're chasing the hottest rookie card, that next big autographed sports card, or looking for expert card services, Real Sports Cards is here for you. For everything from sports to Pokemon cards, visit the store in downtown Waupun today. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Real Sports Cards app for all the live online card breaks. Watch, collect, and win from anywhere. Real Sports Cards, where every day is opening day.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by FinWise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code CASH to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code CASH. To borrow up to $10,000, use code CASH to borrow up to $10,000.
Your home for the Golden Beavers, 1430 ESPN, powered by Daily Dodge.
Keep your cool when things heat up. If your air conditioner is struggling, Air Care in Beaver Dam has a toolbox full of solutions just for you. Whether your equipment needs a tune-up or repair, service is available all day, every day. And if it's time for something new, Air Care has the staff, experience, and equipment ready to go. Visit aircareinc.com or call 920-356-8860 and stay cool this summer with AirCare.
Bikers need protection, not just from other drivers, but unfortunately from insurance companies too. If you've been injured in a motorcycle crash, call Gruber Law Offices today. Bikers are often blamed for causing the accident because the insurance companies simply don't want to pay. At Gruber Law Offices, we've been fighting for injured bikers and their families for more than 30 years. Trust us to fight for what you deserve. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
A beautiful view is waiting for you. Hometown Glass and Improvement are your trusted pros for new windows and sunrooms. Schedule your free estimate now and choose from an amazing selection of windows. Hometown Glass carries over 10 top brands, and you can visit their showroom at North 7171 Raceway Road in Beaver Dam. Check them out online at Hometown Glass and Improvement or call 887-3757 to schedule your free estimate today.
They're doing their best to work like Wildy today. What's your excuse? Don't let your eyes or ears miss anything happening on the Damn Sports Show. Presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
Wally Lukashensky, Ashley Dobrzynski, welcome back to the Damn Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN, Beaver Dam, and Daily Dodge TV. Again, we do not have a show on Friday. We will be celebrating as a company Juneteenth, so we will not be doing a show Friday afternoon, so we will be back on Monday. We'll have one more tomorrow. We'll have Jesse Nelson on. So we are deciding that we are going to push trivia to today. It's time for Ashley Dobrzynski to try to stump me on some sports and non-sports questions. Dobes, what are we starting with?
Well, Walter, I thought we could do some fun Father's Day themed things.
Oh, I like that a lot. Because I'd love to do Father's Day themed.
Or not tomorrow. That is Sunday. Okay?
I'm ready.
So let's start with, they're going to be centered around fathers, the sports, fathers for sports, and then random Father's Day trivia.
I like that.
All right. Which MLB Hall of Famer and his son both won MVP awards?
Father and son duo both to win MVP awards. I don't think Ken Griffey Sr. won an MVP award. But I think that's going to have to be my guess. Is it the Griffeys?
Yes, it is.
Oh. Ken Griffey Jr. or Sr. won an MVP award.
He did indeed.
I did not realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever watched any of their highlights together where when they got to overlap a year?
No, I did not. Were they that good?
It was fun because you would have Ken Griffey Sr., he would be playing like left field,
mm-hmm.
and there'd be a fly ball to left field, Ken Griffey Jr. playing in center, and his dad is like calling it, hey, I got it, and Griffey Jr. runs right in front of his dad, snags it, catches it, jogs in like nothing happened, and it's gives a little look over the shoulder.
That's awesome.
And then Griffey Sr. just got his head down like,
this is my kid.
This kid.
That's awesome.
That's a good one. I like that a lot.
All right. What is the most common Father's Day gift purchased in the United States?
Okay, what have I bought my dad? I don't want it to be something boring like a tie. I'm going to say it's going to be something lawn care related or something outdoorsy. This is going to seem obscene, but maybe it's just because my dad's obsessed with bird. How about bird seed?
Do you want another guess?
Am I in the right realm of thinking outdoors?
No.
I'm not in the right realm. How about a case of beer for the old man? I hate that buzzer. What was it?
Greeting cards.
No way. You're buying your...
Uh-huh.
Like, that's it?
Yep.
Come on, America.
Isn't that terrible?
We're better than that.
I know.
I didn't, Mother's Day, like you go all out, maybe you get a card with this stuff,
mm-hmm.
but like just a card? Come on, we gotta be better.
I know.
We gotta be better than that. All right, next.
Ooh, sorry. Which NFL family has produced three brothers? Whoa. Sorry. Not the question. Which NFL quarterback famously won a Super Bowl after his son convinced him not to retire?
Okay, so it would have been an older quarterback. Drew Brees was too young when he won his. I'm going to say Peyton Manning was going out. I don't think it would have been Peyton's dad, but I'm going to go with Peyton Manning with the Broncos. Was it in the last 20 years?
Yes. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, how did I not know this?
In the last 20 years, starting quarterback that didn't retire because their son said not to and then won a Super Bowl. Old guy, last 20 years, that takes out Elway.
You're going to feel so dumb.
I'm going to feel dumb?
Yeah.
What is it?
Tom Brady.
I mean, Tom Brady looks like he's 50 still. He had to tell himself to retire. You're telling me his son? That is a lie.
No, it's not.
I'm not saying you're lying. I'm not saying that account is lying. I'm telling you, Tom Brady is lying. Tom Brady was going to play no matter what. It wasn't his kid that talked him into it. Are you kidding me? No shot. Tom Brady's sitting there. Oh, I really want to hang it up now at 45, even though I literally... It's fine. No,
it's fine.
No shot. That's true.
In what year was the first Father's Day celebrated in the United States?
This feels like it's around one of the wars. I'm going to say post-World War II. Everybody seemed to be jolly in between craziness in the world. Give me the 50s. Is it in the 50s?
No.
Am I not even close?
Yeah, you're not even close.
More recent than that?
No, later.
Earlier,
yes.
I never would have thought that. I would have thought back then because every guy was like, whoa, I'm a caveman. No, you don't talk to me. I don't love you or nothing. I would have said, okay, well, how early?
1910.
You're telling me that I had to go up to Poppy?
Mm-hmm.
Happy Father's Day. They probably would have looked at you weird.
Well, fun fact, the creator, or is credited with founding Father's Day, Sonora Smart Dodd, wanted to honor her father, a Civil War veteran who raised 6 children as a single parent.
Okay, that's actually sweet. Now I feel bad.
See? Exactly.
And then
it became a permanent national observance in 1972 by which president?
Is that Lyndon B. Johnson? That's right after Lyndon B. That's Richard Nixon, isn't it?
Yep. Good job, Walter.
That was a terrible showing today. We'll be better. I'll be better. All right. We will be back same time, same place tomorrow with another edition of the Damn Sports Show. Happy night, everybody. Homer Hour coming up next.
This Sports Center update is brought to you by Silica for your home. Serving Wisconsin.